It took us a lot of time to reclaim control over southern Israel and close the border. We understand that this was a premeditated attack that Hamas spent a lot of time preparing, and unfortunately, were able to execute their plan. And what we're doing now is clearing up southern Israel, closing the border, striking Hamas with vengeance in Gaza, using our air force, striking its military targets, its command centers, hunting down their commanders, and striking everything we know that exists in Gaza that is related or serves Hamas's military purposes, which means that it is a legitimate military target. I want to emphasize, we don't strike civilian targets. We strike military targets. They may look civilian, but that's only because Hamas doesn't have the courage to actually say that he's using civilian buildings, but we know which buildings they use. And we are committed to fighting along the or according to the laws of armed conflict. We've mobilized reserves, 300,000 of them, and they are now in southern Israel, gearing up and preparing for their task. The task will be to dismantle Hamas's military capability. It will take time. It will be bloody, long, difficult, and challenging. But at the end, the situation on our southern border will be that there won't be a Hamas with the military capability to threaten Israeli civilians.
Lieutenant Colonel Karikas, there have been reports that some 1,500 bodies of Hamas fighters or militants have been found. What does that tell you about the force that they put together for this invasion?
It tells us that the effort here was an all-out effort by Hamas. This is something that they were willing to sacrifice, so to speak, quote unquote, a significant part of their fighting power in order to achieve. I am quite sure that the terrorists who crossed into Israel knew that the chances of getting back were not high. Indeed, we have killed many, many terrorists that invaded into our country in order to butcher our civilians. Unfortunately, many terrorists were able to enter and leave after killing Israeli civilians, women, children, elderly, and unfortunately also after taking Israelis into captivity into Gaza.
There have been reports as well about a second or more than one front to fight this war on, another front. What can you say about that?
Iran, which is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, has built a network of proxy organizations around our borders. In Gaza, it's Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, and in Lebanon, it is Hezbollah, which is by far the biggest and most powerful Iranian proxy organization. It's a non-state actor, but it has almost state capabilities in terms of firepower and military might. That is the northern border. We are deployed along the northern border and prepared for various attacks. There have already been skirmishes, rockets and missiles that have been fired at the Israeli troops, an infiltration attempt that has been successfully thwarted by us. So it is an active combat area, but it hasn't escalated, and I hope that it won't escalate yet. Just before I leave, I would just like to take the opportunity for people listening to this in Washington, D.C., to say how important it is that the U.S. Congress and the Senate stand squarely behind the State of Israel and are unequivocal in their support of our right to defend ourselves. This is a right that we are going to seize and get the job done and make sure that the security situation in Israel changes for the better permanently. So thank you for your support, and I wish all of the listeners a great day and good news. Thank you.
Dealing with the hostages, what's the plan?
The plan is to dissemble Hamas's military capabilities. That's the plan. And I won't go into further details about how, when, where we're going to return the Israelis and the other dual nationals, of them Americans as well. It will be done.